How about the absinthe experience? Well, we're going to experience it as much as we can here on live radio. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Glad you are back in the house. Joel Beerling, good morning to you. I say that hesitantly because you're with Beer Distillery.
That's right. Beer Distillery, we're about a mile east of the ballpark on West River Drive. And so obviously the distillery is sort of a play on my name. Also, whiskey is made from beer, so I make a lot of beer to make whiskey. And also we do actually serve beer and wine as well. So kind of three kind of tie-ins there.
Yeah, we'll get the roving microphone on site to get a little clanking of the glasses. Beer Distillery, and that is B-I-E-R. Again, how did you come to be, Joel?
So, I've been distilling for about 4 years, and we just opened up this West River location, the new location, this past August. So, been open for almost 6 months at that location.
Great. General times of visit would be?
We're open every day, most weekdays, 4:30 till 9, 4:30 to 10 on Saturday or Friday, and noon to 11 on Saturday.
And so, it's a gathering place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a bar and tasting room there, so we can seat about 50 people. So it can it's kind of a cozy, nice atmosphere, and I'm sure people would enjoy it if they visited.
But your niche is as a distillery, correct?
That's correct, yep. So that's basically what we focus on is spirits and cocktails. So that's what you'll mainly find. We do produce beer and wine at our location as well, so...
All are welcome. Joel, you have a setup in here that we need to discuss, a new spirit, and you mentioned that you've been working on it for a few years, a fun spirit with a lot of mystique and history behind it. What's this all about?
Right, so I brought in absinthe today, which is a really fun spirit. Like you mentioned, I've been sort of working on the recipe for a few years now and finally got it out to the market. It's sort of a long process because you have to actually send samples to the federal government to get it tested. And so it's a complex process, but it can be navigated eventually. We just released it about a couple weeks ago, and it's a really fun spirit. As you can see in front of you, what I have is what's called an absinthe fountain. Essentially, it's a really, really fancy water dripper. And basically, what we're going to do is take the absinthe, which starts out perfectly clear and green. And there's a lot of oils that are dissolved in the absinthe, giving it its flavor. These oils come from anise, fennel, wormwood, and licorice, mostly.
Wow. And describe, I mean, I'm posting the picture. We probably should be doing the Facebook Live, but I'm not quite ready to do that yet. I need to learn. So we have a fountain in front of us, and you just turned on the water.
Right. So absinthe is a very strong spirit. It's 69%. 138 proof, and so you never want to drink it straight. What really makes this so fun is that it's got a lot of history behind it, and really the traditional way of enjoying it is to sit up a glass with a small amount of absinthe at the bottom of it and slowly drip water through it, through this sugar cube that's sitting on a slotted spoon, and this water-sugar mixture drops into the absinthe. And there's a lot of oils that are dissolved in the absinthe, and what's going to happen as we dilute the alcohol, all these oils are all of a sudden going to become visible. And so you have a process that's called the louche. And the louche is basically this process of the absinthe turning this kind of milky white with a green tint that you can see here.
I smell, it's kind of like a liqueur licorice smell.
Yep, that's mostly from the anise. So strangely, anise is really kind of tastes like licorice to a lot of people. Licorice, if you actually eat licorice, doesn't really taste like licorice. It has more of a sweet taste. But it's the anise and fennel that really come to are really the predominant aromatic components here.
Great. Now, I do have you on video. Now, one would come into the distillery and ask for this experience, Joel?
Absolutely. So what we do is we bring this fountain out to your table and set it up, and with however it can handle up to four people. So we set it up for you, and you can just sort of watch this process. The speed of the drip really doesn't matter so much, so it kind of depends on what your tolerance for time is, and if you're really in a hurry to start drinking, you can start the drip faster. If you enjoy just kind of watching the process, you can let it drip slow. As you can see now, the absinthe is has kind of turned this opaque, kind of milky color I described earlier. And so it's kind of fun just kind of watching it happen.
Now, there is a lot of alcohol percentage in this, but the you're diluting. That's the purpose, right?
That's right. Historically, absinthe was usually drunk about the same level of alcohol as a wine, so somewhere between like 12 to 18% alcohol. It's really kind of up to the drinker in terms of what strength they want to drink it at. Generally, we dilute it in these glasses here. These glasses are special absinthe glasses. And so they have a globe at the bottom and a line sort of halfway up, and you basically kind of fill it up to the line is what we normally do. But if you want it stronger, add less water. If you want it, you know, less strong, you can add more water. It's up to you.
Kind of looks like the color of a margarita.
Yep, it sort of does have that tinge to it. Yes, you're right.
Joe Beerling with us from Beer Distillery, talking about the new spirit absinthe. Get the experience at the distillery, and of course we are getting the experience here. I love this chemistry, history, and now I'll quote you: booze in a glass. Yes,
that's
obviously
right.
drink responsibly. Joel, how did you get your background in this again?
Well, actually, I wrote computer software for about 20 years, but I've always been interested in brewing. Obviously, there are a lot of breweries in the area. Grand Rapids is sort of Beer City USA is what we call ourselves. Mm-hmm. One thing I really enjoy about distilling is it really takes everything that you do during brewing and adds a whole other process on top of it. So there's a lot more gadgets to use, more methods, you know, to play around with, and just kind of appealed to sort of my techie background.
Now, do you have, I think your Facebook has videos of this as well?
Definitely check out our Facebook page. It's just Beer Distillery, B-I-E-R Distillery on Facebook, so pretty simple to find. And lots of pictures and videos and so forth you can find there as well.
Wow. Do you sell the Absinthe Verte, bottled?
Yep. So all our products are available for sale in bottles as well. So you can drink them on site, drink the cocktails on site or sample the spirits and then take a bottle home with you as well.
Kind of cool. Entrepreneur Joel Beerling. So looks like we're all dripped out here. Now what?
Yeah, we're pretty much done. So at this point, we can take our spoons and give it a kind of a good stir because sometimes there's small pieces of sugar that kind of fall to the bottom. So, and then at this point, it's basically ready to drink.
Wow. Huh, it is 5 o'clock somewhere. Can you imagine the angle of the show if I drank that whole thing? It'd be probably ratings high. Joel, this is great. What else would you like to share when it comes to either the growth of a distillery or the experience of this, obviously opportunity?
Right. So we have a lot of interesting things that you can try and taste at the distillery, of course. We do have some events coming up as well. We're doing a 5K run because the White Pine Trail is right across the road. So we're going to take advantage of that in May, early May. Okay. And we have other events scheduled as well. But
great. And parking, I trust, is free and easy?
Yep. No trouble with parking at all. So plenty of spots, and we haven't run out of parking yet. So.
Well, let's make sure you do run out of parking because that means the people have come. All right, Joel, so take-home message is come enjoy the experience and get involved with the distillery in one way or the other.
Yes, absolutely. This is a really fun spirit to try. There's lots of other things to try as well, and you'll definitely enjoy yourselves.
So ask for the absinthe experience.
That's right.
Joel Beerling, thank you very much. How do we find out more information?
You can visit us on our website, beerdistillery.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything else.
The whole thing. Beer Distillery, that's B-I-E-R. Take care.